Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Last autumn's report by Mario Draghi was designed to ignite action throughout Europe and force it to focus less on regulation and more on competitiveness. Now, in light of the global trade war, Ireland may need to step up its efforts to make its companies thrive on a global stage and be a bit less dependent on the US. Now, the government says it's accelerating the competitiveness and productivity action plan, but what's in it and what can be done given Ireland's notoriously slow legal and planning system? Alan Dillon is the Minister of State for Small Businesses and Retail and the Circular Economy and is on the line from County Mayo. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Joe.
So, Minister, you want to reduce the cost of regulatory burden on businesses, invest in infrastructure, digital regulation, energy reform, trade innovation, research and development, and all in the space of 12 weeks.
Well, good morning, Joe. And yes, I think firstly, it's important really for us to emphasise that Ireland is already one of the most competitive countries globally. We rank fourth in the world and first in Europe, according to the IMDF in 2024. And I think that is, you know, down to the large part to their skilled workforce, but also to our efficient business environment. However, you know, with the global, you know, economic uncertainty, it's been made clear that we cannot be complacent. I think it's really important that Ireland develops its enterprise base and enhances our attractiveness as a location to do business. And that's why government is accelerating the development of this competitiveness and productivity action plan. It was previously committed to be delivered this year. However, now our focus really is on our domestic policy and how we can, you know, build resilience, but particularly focus on SMEs, protecting jobs and businesses for future shocks. And that's why my colleague, Minister Peter Burke, has brought forward a memo last week to Cabinet, and that aims to control the controllables. And many would talk about ensuring that our competitiveness is supported. And that's why we have 15 action points that are being implemented immediately before the full plan will be published and developed in July of this year.
Can you give us some concrete examples of the areas where we may have fallen behind? You say we're fourth in the world, but what about pay, red tape, infrastructure? They seem pretty urgent to me.
Well, we hope that by May, we plan to roll out the short-term targeted measures, and these will include enhanced support for businesses who are facing global trade disruption. And I know Enterprise Ireland are actively engaging with many of our Indigenous Irish exporters, but also we want to accelerate key trade deals like CETA. And I know Minister...
That's the deal with Canada.
That's correct. And we've seen the provisional agreement with Canada, and that has a huge economic benefit with over 30% increase in trade, but we want to ratify it in full. And we're also fast-tracking security clearance systems for exports. And on costs, as you said, we're looking at easing the burden for by extending the living wage timeline to 2029. And again,
no more hikes in the minimum wage for SMEs.
Well, listen, what we want to do is to phase this out over a longer period. We are committed to ensuring that we have increases in the minimum wage every year in line with inflation and wage inflation. However, we know that the living wage, which was set to be implemented next year, now will be pushed out to 2029. And that is about striking the balance between increased cost of labour for many vulnerable sectors like retail or hospitality. And we want to extend that over a longer duration. And we're also boosting support structures with a new small business unit and a cost of business advisory forum, which will be launched very shortly, ensuring that businesses have an opportunity, or the representative bodies have an opportunity, to discuss real challenges that are impacting their cost base. And we want to ensure that this is discussed in an open forum where we can provide actionable and reasonable measures to support them.
Yeah, no, SMEs have been complaining quite a bit that they've been inundated with additional costs, including minimum wages, but also holiday pay, sickness pay, and soon auto enrolment, even though it's been postponed a bit. Any chance of undoing some of those changes?
Well, just in relation to the auto enrolment, it hasn't been paused. The timeline is currently the timeline, hoping for implementation later this year. But in relation
I thought it's the start of next year.
start of next year, yes. But, you know, there is commentary that it won't go ahead as planned. But we are working with the Department of Social Protection to improve it. We want to ensure that, you know, employees have provision for retirement. And I think it's a really important measure to be implemented. But also, if you look at the statutory sick pay, that was a measure that was introduced by Fine Gael in government. It really provides protection for those with an employer-led sick pay mechanism. And I think, you know, it has been very successful. And
but, Minister, it has added costs to SMEs on top of all the other changes. So I think what SMEs need to hear is that these new additional costs will stop for a little bit so they can get their footing at least.
Yeah, no, and as I said earlier, it's about striking the right balance, supporting workers, but also ensuring that businesses remain viable, and especially in sectors, as I said, that are most exposed to external pressures. And that's why we've paused any increase in the statutory sick pay, which will remain at 5 days. And then, you know, anyone or any worker can access illness benefit following any extended leave for sick pay. But you're right, you know, it's really important that this action plan has SMEs at its heart. And we will continue to engage with many of the business representative groups, enterprise agencies. And, you know, I personally chair the quarterly retail forum with business leaders. And we want to continue to establish the new cost of business advisory forum, because I think that's an important avenue specifically to bring regulation or regulatory bodies and SMEs together. And again, we're looking at this action plan from both a short to medium term measures. And that will complement the work of the National Competitiveness and Productivity Council, which advises on long-term reform, because we know we need to, you know, continue to be very ambitious on our infrastructure delivery. And I know we have new structures that will be a step change in terms of a new delivery of major capital projects. And this new infrastructure division within the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform will be led by a new Deputy Secretary General and a new cabinet committee that will be set up, because, you know, if we're looking to reduce our reliance on fossil fuels, ensure that we have, you know, the energy, the transport, the housing infrastructure to improve our competitiveness, that is a key deliverable.
It's absolutely key, and I agree with that. But isn't the problem the planning and legal systems just take so long? You're not going to be able to cure that in 12 weeks.
Well, we have made significant progress in relation to the new planning and development bill. And, you know, its title is all about development and not just the planning side of things. So we need to move away from the red tape and the bureaucracy around our planning system. And that's why we've, you know, had the third largest bill go through the Oireachtas in relation to the new bill, which will certainly speed up the decision making. It certainly reforms on board Pinola, on Commission Pinola, that will provide additional resources. And, you know, secondly to that, we do need experts in different areas. And I think this, you know, new infrastructure delivery unit will have secondment from many of those, you know, highly qualified and trained professionals within many sectors around energy, transport, hospitals, roads, to see faster delivery across the board. And I think, you know, if you look at our capital plan for health, education and many other areas, these are critical to how we actually deliver, not just for foreign direct investment companies, but also for our Indigenous base to strengthen, right, you know, Irish companies who want to scale up and export into the future.
Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning, Minister. That is Alan Dillon, the Minister of State for Small Business and Retail and the Circular Economy.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.